History was made over the weekend at the U.S. Olympic swim trials in Indianapolis, where more than 1,000 swimmers are competing for fewer than 60 spots on the American team that will travel to Paris next month for the Summer Olympics. Here's NPR's Brian Mann.
For the first time since 2008, a U.S. swimmer used the pressure cooker of the Olympic swimming trials to go faster than anyone's gone before. 21-year-old Gretchen Walsh from Nashville smashed the world record for the 100-meter butterfly. She spoke after her breakout performance Saturday in a semifinal race.
I was probably the most shocked. I think, like, my reaction kind of showed it all. I was, like, absolutely in awe, like, totally surprised.
Walsh went on to win the 100-meter butterfly final on Sunday, securing a spot on the Paris team where she'll compete alongside American swimming legend Katie Ledecky, who's been winning Olympic gold medals for the U.S. since 2012. One question at these trials was whether Ledecky would be in top form. The last few months, she's been on a book tour looking back at her storied career, suggesting she might not be fully focused on this year's competition. Ledecky put those doubts to rest, winning the 400-meter freestyle finals by a wide margin. I asked Ledecky if it was hard rebuilding enthusiasm one more time.
I actually don't think it is. I think it's kind of the opposite for me. I feel like I enjoy this more and more each year.
Ledecky now has a shot to add to her 7 gold medals in Paris. These Olympic trials have also been setting records for crowd attendance for a swimming competition. Organizers say more than 20,000 fans turned out Saturday night in this NFL stadium where the Indianapolis Colts normally play. Lucy Weidert traveled from Spokane, Washington to watch her grandson compete.
I've never been to a swim meet like this. I mean, with this excitement and crowd, it's been amazing.
American swimmers who make it to Paris will face intense competition from a young, aggressive Australian team. They'll also face a growing doping scandal involving Chinese athletes who tested positive repeatedly for performance-enhancing drugs over a period of years. Some of those Chinese swimmers are expected to be allowed to compete in the Summer Olympics. Many American swimmers here say international safeguards against doping need reform. Brian Mann, NPR News, Indianapolis.